said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round your radio now for Uzi and Aaron.
You just need to answer the question. Famous person starting with Fort or Frank?
And Fort a la Panadine.
Yeah, Panadine Fort. So I think we'll just go with Frank. We'll forget Fort.
No. All right, you got a Fort.
Good on
you.
Frank. Frank's not easy either, actually.
It's not massively to
Frank.
I can think of one that we all can, I'm sure.
Frank.
I've got two in my head, but.
I've got zero
three
right
now. Yeah, sorry.
Could Frank, it be last name Fort?
Well, Forte, then you're in. Mm. If it's your last name
Frank Packer?
Oh, yeah, Sir Frank, yep. Kerry's dad, yep.
Right, I mean, well, the Sinatra is the obvious.
Oh.
Here comes Sam from Penrith with one of these massively obvious. Sam.
Hello.
Who were you going to say, Sam?
I was going to say Paul Sinatra, literally.
Yeah.
Paul Sinatra.
I've got Paul Frank, that monkey dude.
Yeah, I think she's going for Paul's.
yeah. Paul Frank or Paul Sinatra.
Yeah, she's really twisted.
Look, you know what? She's got the peanut.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Can we think of,
but you do understand that Paul Sinatra isn't someone we know, or maybe you meant Frank Sinatra, didn't you, Sam?
Oh, definitely. See?
Uh-oh.
Absolutely. It's early for everyone.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Have you been to bed?
No.
You're a night shift worker, are you?
I am, yeah.
You know what?
You double shift at the hospital.
Oh,
you know what? You've got to look after your health, because night shift is not good for your health. You know that, don't you, Sam?
I do know that.
When can we get off it?
Coffee.
When can we get off night shift? Have you got an end date for your night shift life?
No.
It's kind of part and parcel, isn't it? Are you a nurse,
right,
Sam?
I am, yes.
Oh, well, thank you. You're doing it.
There's a lot of days.
She could be a doctor. What? Because she's a woman. You don't think she could be a doctor?
Well, you're the one who assumed she was a nurse.
Good point.
So, and my mother was a nurse, but she didn't do night shift very often. But my father did night shift all the time, and it was terrible for his health and his mood. Is your mood good normally, Sam?
No, not really. Yeah. I'm single.
Yeah. You know, my brother is a single night shift worker.
Maybe you and Mick. Do you like cheese men, Sam?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Could we try and set this up?
Would you ever choose Bega when you go to the...
Oh, definitely. I do know Bega.
He doesn't work for Bega.
Still. It's good ballpark.
You can't have everything in common or else it's boring, you know?
She can't be bringing home Bega when he's in the opposition.
Who's the opposition?
I'm not sure what their name
is. Kraft?
Chia. No, it's called Chia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's why you could,
yeah, they
you
used
couldn't
to
think
be
of the name.
They used to, and then their Facebook post had to be removed.
Yeah.
And
now it's Chia.
Yes,
cheese.
Chia. Yep.
Thank you, Sam.
Uzi, Ed and Aaron.
Does this radio station really need to be the Liam Hemsworth dating service? I mean, Liam Hemsworth, does he need help finding a date?
No, of course he doesn't. Are you questioning my news integrity?
I'm just saying that there's be a lot of blokes out there listening going, oh, what about me? I'm single too, Aaron.
Yep.
How about promoting that?
Thanks very much.
Do you know what?
Be blokes in trucks, be blokes about to go to... Honest work.
Okay, do you know, I love
what dress up work.
No, I love what you've done here. And what I'm going to say is slide into our DMs if you are a single bloke looking for love. And on the hour, separate to news, I'm going to give a little shout out to a few of you all morning. Single men looking for love. Send your photo and a little bio, a little sentence. If you're single and genuinely looking, I don't want people who are just randy.
This is huge.
And throughout the morning, I'm going to give you a shout out, your Instagram handle, and tell our single lady listeners to slide on
in. What type of photo?
Above the waist.
Boring.
No, fully clothed, but.
Yeah, fully clothed. Unless
let people
swimming.
Know what's going on.
Unless you're swimming.
Yeah, so.
But honestly, do it. Huzi, Ed and Aaron Instagram, slide in, and I'll shout you out.
All right, so the Huzi, Ed and Aaron Instagram.
Yes, not mine. I mean, if you get confused, it's fine, but.
Nice. So it's Aaron Mullins.
No, here's the Ed and Aaron's Instagram, and I'll shout out some single men all day.
Right, and so some of them will be handled on air, and some of them will be handled off air.
Oh.
If you don't get handled on air, you know that you're really special.
So Huzi, Ed and Aaron on Instagram.
Yep, slide in with a little sentence and a photo, and I'll literally sing your praises to all of our lady goodness listeners me and see who slides in.
Here we go. Erin will be out of action for the day.
You guys don't
expect
need
much input from her.
Hey, this is hard work. Someone's got to do it.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Can't believe I've got to wait another, you know, I don't know, 12 hours to win my money. We had a bet yesterday. Erin's got an in with Peter Volandis, who is the NRL, was he chief? What's his official title?
He's a chairman.
Chairman. This was the bet yesterday. Well, you know rugby league. What do you say?
I say it's going to Queensland.
What?
It's going to Queensland.
You want to bet?
Yeah, do you want to bet?
Yes.
$1,000.
All right. Boom. Watching the news last night thinking, why are we not announcing it? And then they're saying they're going to be announced during the news, and then it wasn't announced during the news. And did they go to bed without it being announced?
Oh, yeah, they did. They had a 3-hour meeting, and then apparently today's the day, but we've heard that the last 3 days in a row. So as I've done over the past 3 mornings, it started with Tuesday where I said, Hughesy says, keep it in Sydney, get it done. And he told you to sod off. Yeah. Then yesterday I said, Hughesy said, you look great on the news. He just wanted confirmation the NRL Grand Final was in Sydney. He said, Tigers have no chance of being in it.
I knew that.
Yep. Then this morning I text at the direction of Ed and yourself, good morning, sunshine. It's us again. If it's in Brisbane, can Hughesy have the penthouse at your new Gambaro's hotel, please? Can I MC a corporate box for a big corporate fee? Can Ed have a GA ticket? Thank you. He hasn't replied.
But also, I told you to say we're going to miss these chats. You know? You didn't write that.
Oh, because I didn't write that. He hasn't replied.
Well,
maybe he's trying to see if there's any GAs left up for grabs. Yeah. I don't know. That could be the challenge.
Well, there won't be any left for up for grabs if it's in in Queensland, will there?
No, because they know how to pack out a stadium.
No, because they only get the stadium holds 7 people. Where you go to Acor Stadium, you can get 180,000 people in there.
They're standing up.
What?
If take the seats out.
We won't be able to play the game anyway.
The NRL Grand Final should be in Western Sydney, where it belongs. Because that is the heartland of the NRL. Those people, we deserve it. We deserve it.
What about Birchgrove Oval?
Mate, it's at Acor Stadium.
Can we just go back to the moment that will ever be etched in my mind? Those people, we deserve it.
We deserve it. We get on the train or we get in a car or we walk. We can ride a bike.
Ride a bike down to Campbelltown Stadium.
It's a reason for the light rail to be finished.
Light rail doesn't go to Western Sydney.
No, but there's one, isn't there? There is one.
There's a link. They're arguing for a link to Parramatta from the city is that what they're talking about.
Exactly.
Yep, and you'll be riding alongside it with your eel scarf blowing in the breeze.
And follow me to Eel Stadium, friends.
Your elephant out.
You are just.
White elephant, is it?
Mate, that's not nice.
What is going on there?
Well, updates all this morning. Find out here first where the NRL Grand Final is going to be because, as Hughesy says, those we deserve it.
We deserve it. Aaron's in close contact with the boss of the NRL.
Very close.
He's been texting us every morning this week.
Yep.
We love his input to the show.
We do.
And we asked him again earlier. You texted him again earlier.
This morning at 6:18, I said, good morning, sunshine. It's us again. If it's in Brisbane, can Hughesy have the penthouse at your new Gambaro's hotel, please? Can I MC a corporate box for a big corporate fee? Can Ed have a GA ticket? Thank you.
Happy with that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's probably the only thing that will happen out of all that.
His response. Can't give Hughesy the penthouse. He would love it so much he would want to buy it.
Good
much
one.
Nicer than his stupid block apartment.
Oh, really, it's a house.
It's really good.
Saving him from his wife killing him. You can be MC for VIP room. We'll invite Ed into VIP room. Best, Peter.
This is good. Oh, I get nothing.
You got nothing.
This is great.
In fact, he didn't even mention a fee. Ed's the only one that's been promised more than what we asked for.
I'm in a VIP box now. This is sick.
And he didn't mention where the grand final's going to be played.
So what are we out of all that, apart from, you know, the insults and the pump-ups for some of us, what do we reckon?
Sydney.
Brisbane.
Sydney still. I'm still with Sydney.
I can't wait for 1,000. I'm going to go to the casino and put it all on black while we're on air, but if what, you give me that.
Is he being bombarded by text messages from Brisbane radio stations? I wouldn't have thought so. He's got to remember, this is the heartland. This is where people properly care. So,
sorry, just quickly, are you saying people from Queensland? We do have a national hour.
Yeah.
Are you saying people from Queensland don't care about rugby league? I would love that statement.
You know what I'm saying? This bit won't be in the national hour, which plays from 6 p.m. That's what I'm saying.
I'd also ask you to watch State of Origin. They care. The jersey means more to them.
It's true.
Yeah, well, let's just do it on the amount of clubs in Sydney as the amount of clubs in Brisbane. There's one club in Brisbane. Oh, they got a new one coming in, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's, what, 10 or more here?
No.
Oh, mate, there's a lot.
Mate, you say mate when you got nothing else.
I've got, you know, I've got evidence whenever I walk around and see all the paraphernalia.
Okay, they've got the Tigers, Parramatta, Penrith.
Three.
And St. George Illawarra's, Wollongong, can't really count
Cronulla,
it.
Canberra
Raiders can't really count it. Crushes. Cronulla, the Bears, North Sydney Bears.
Reds.
We haven't said the Rabbitohs. Six.
Rabbitohs.
Rams.
The Rams.
We haven't said Manly, that's seven.
Globetrotters.
Oh, the Bungendore Mudchooks.
Haven't said...
Sand Goannas.
Yeah, I've run out,
Slithery Slytherins. Yeah.
Did you say West Tigers? You didn't. That's eight.
Did you just have a testy blowout?
There are 19 for Sydney. I'll put you out of misery. When we come back.
I was close. Doesn't get me the Hyundai, but I'm close. Big story hit the news stations or websites or wherever yesterday. And it involves a woman who I once had on my TV show, Hughesy, We Have a Problem. Have a listen to this woman's problem when she came on the show and just have a listen.
Hi, Hughesy. I'm Gina from the beautiful Gold Coast, and I have a problem. I have been dubbed the world's hottest grandma. It's a title that I never wanted, but now I'm stuck with it. So I'm not sure whether to tame down my image on social media by hanging up my sexy lingerie and bikinis,
whoa,
or put on my granny undies, tie my hair up in a bun, and bake some cookies.
Well, I think she kept with the former option because she has revealed, and this is her story, it's not our story, she's revealed that she was in a relationship with the legend that was Shane Warne. So it was her and Warney. And he wanted her to keep it private and she respected his wishes and never told anyone till now.
Yeah.
But they were very close. And she's heartbroken, and that's fair enough.
So she met him apparently in 2018 on the Gold Coast, a game, I think, of poker.
Oh.
And it sounds like the way she's talking is that it was an ongoing continuation of that dalliance up until his very tragic passing, but he wanted to keep it personal and out of the public eye, which she clearly thinks post his death.
I think there's enough time has passed.
Yeah. But, I don't know about this stuff.
He was single.
No, so, completely.
So there's no, you know, she's not saying something that would, you know, break anyone else's
God,
heart.
No, but it is when the other person is not there to either back up or refute, you got to take any of this stuff, I reckon, with a grain of salt.
Well, I believe her.
Well, it's not out of character.
She's blonde and very attractive, which wasn't Shane's type.
You know what? The thing about that the thing about her is that she was an older, she's a grandma.
Yeah.
And Warney, and what a lot of women loved about Warney was he was never ageist.
Not at all.
Warney wasn't Leonardo DiCaprio who always had to have a 22-year-old, you know.
God, how's that going with that girl who just turned 25? I feel so sorry for her.
Warney loved a mature woman. Mm. And, you know, and... So I think good luck to everyone, you know.
What's to be gained from her coming out?
Just her truth. And you're allowed
to... So not attention.
Well, she obviously enjoys attention and I don't have a problem with that. No. We all enjoy attention. But you know what? I think it's a good reminder that, you know, you can be a grandmother and still be desirable.
Wow. I actually do love this stuff. And as I get older, I look desperately for things to cling to that mean I might still be attractive as the years go on.
Well, yeah, we need to hear from attractive grandmothers.
Oh, can I quote the line of one of my favourite songs that I was going to get married to and then I got pregnant?
Please.
It's and the passing years will show that you will always grow ever more beautiful in my eyes.
That's from WAP.
Love it.
It means that as you get older, you get more beautiful to your partner, and that's what we all want. We don't want them looking around.
I've got two sisters who are both grandmothers, and they are beautiful women.
You're attracted to your sisters.
I'm not, but...
What? What's wrong with them?
No, if there was no biological connection, you know what I mean?
They'd be your type.
Lovely.
We need to hear from some beautiful grandmothers.
Okay, well, 131060, are you or do you know a hot grandma?
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Gina Stewart has come out and said that she was in a relationship with the legend that is Shane Warne before he passed, and she's heartbroken. She has been dubbed the world's hottest grandmother in the past, and if you go to her Instagram, you'll see why.
Can I contest that with one other option before we go to a call? Belinda Russell.
Oh, yeah.
Her husband, Mark, had a child prior to their meeting, a beautiful daughter who gave birth to a child like 5 or 6 years ago. Belinda Russell, who's one of the hottest women on TV, became a grandmother.
Yeah, but that is ridiculous to put her in the mix, because that would be like saying that Rupert Murdoch's next, you know, wife is the hot grandmother. You can't be a step-grandmother. This is for biological... No, you can be.
Oh, my God.
I love step-grandmothers.
Oh, I'm so sorry to every step-grandmother listening that you've just completely ruined their lives.
No, you can be a step-grandmother, but you can't enter this competition because there would be step-grandmothers.
Awful.
There would be step-grandmothers in their 20s.
You can't backtrack
Wouldn't
from
there?
That.
There would be step-great-grandmothers in their 20s.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who are you to determine the rules of this competition?
Well, talk to Kerry.
Okay.
Kerry in Glenmore Park, how old were you when you first became a grandma?
45.
And?
Oh, yes.
And?
You're smoking?
Yeah, I've got 2 grandsons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I actually got to see them being born as I work in a hospital, so that was the bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're generally known as a beautiful woman, aren't you, Kerry?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about.
Kerry,
you would be known. Stuff. There's a word that starts with H, and it describes you. What is that word, Kerry?
what would that word be?
It's on the screen.
Hot, Kerry. Just
hottie.
Repeat after me. You're a hottie.
I am a hot person.
Yeah,
she's hot. You're hot. How old was your child when they had their child?
He would have been 25.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Absolutely. There you go. Yeah. He's a hottie as well, isn't he? What's his name?
His name's Nathan. He's 6'7". He's a big boy.
Goodness.
Oh, is he, Kerry?
He's
a big boy. Yeah,
Nathan.
I once dated a 6'7" Irish rugby player, Kerry. My mother loved him.
He like ducks when you go like through the hallways. He has to duck.
Yeah. He does, yeah. Well, thank you, Kerry, and your massive son.
No doubt Channel 10 on fire at the moment. You know, they've got Have You Been Paying Attention? Number one show every week. Ed's on that. Well, it is. That's his show.
It's Ed.
Got the masked singer.
Mm-hmm. It's on fire.
That's on fire.
You know, MKR and it's dust.
See ya.
Coming for the block.
Really aggressive.
Yeah.
Coming for the block.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
But an amazing race is coming up.
Bo Ryan in Belize.
He hates traveling, though.
Yeah,
he hates being away from his family. He genuinely does. Incredible. So that would have been hard for him.
Really hard.
And tonight, I tell you what, the Doghouse, which has always been a winner for Channel 10 since it started.
Yeah, cute.
They're upping the ante with this.
For the first time, it's celebrities adopting pooches.
Almost like a blind date.
And is it important that the dog likes tennis balls?
The Celebrity Special.
People like Mark Philippoussis, the Pooh.
Yeah.
You know, whose big TV show before this was The Bachelor. He did, or no.
Oh, my God, he did 2.
I think it was The Bachelor.
No. He walked past me at the Australian Open last year, and he is a good-looking rooster, I'll give you the
He's a great guy. You know what? He actually landed. He fell on his feet, though. Beautiful wife.
Oh, she was with him, and she was more attractive than he
is. Yeah, and he's such a family man.
Yeah.
So he's on this show.
He didn't even give me a second glance.
No. Well, he's focused. Laser focused. That's what got him to the finals of the Grand Slam events.
So true.
Beaten by Pat Rafter back in the day.
Yeah, that was rude.
Where the Aussie legend sat in Pat Rafter's box and not in Pooh's box.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have been in any box, that legend.
Which legend?
Yeah, it was a legend.
Who?
Well, his name escapes me, but he was a legend.
I thought there was like some issue with saying it, some legal thing. You just can't remember it.
Anyway, so these guys, do they know what
Rod Laver?
It wasn't Rod Laver.
Yeah.
No. But do they know what they're getting themselves into? Ooh. Because I have personal experience of being a celebrity and also adopting a rescue dog. I had a rescue dog come on my TV show, and it wasn't meant to go to me. It was meant to go to one of the people on the show. They backed out of the deal, and my wife's like, well, what happened to that dog? And I'm like, I don't know. And she said, well, we have to adopt that dog. And we did adopt that dog. This is the moment we told Denise from Paws from somewhere. She's got rescue dogs. Denise.
Yes.
We want Bubbles.
You can have Bubbles. Yay.
That was about 5 years ago. And we have Bubbles to this day. A rescue dog.
It just vomited in
little mouth. Bubbles who turned up massively overweight and a little bit frightened of the world. And we have loved Bubbles. Bubbles has lost weight, gone for walks, even though Bubbles never wants to go for walks.
How did you do that? Did you stick like a photo of a hot dog on the fridge so every time he went to get something out, he was reminded
Bubbles
of what he wanted to look?
And I always forget, but Bubbles is a woman.
Why do I always say him?
Bubbles looks like a bloke. But Bubbles is not a bloke.
So who cares if he loses weight if he looks like a bloke?
Careful, you two.
What? Yeah, true.
Misgendering dogs.
Yeah.
I don't want to misgender Bubbles. I don't know if Bubbles would care. But
well, haven't you asked?
We look after Bubbles, and Bubbles still, I can't take Bubbles off the lead because Bubbles just runs off without any idea where she is. She just knows she doesn't want to be anywhere near me. She just runs over like 6, 7, 8, 10 lanes of traffic sometimes. I have to run out in front of trucks and go, stop! Bubbles needs to cross the road.
Mm. You know how dangerous that is?
You're really dangerous. I've experienced it.
Not for you or Bubbles, but for all the other cars it could crash.
Yeah, no, so Bubbles never goes off the lead anymore. Yeah. I thought Bubbles might learn. But you know what? Having a rescue dog is not easy, and I think people can relate. Rescue dog owners are the real heroes, and we need to talk to rescue dog owners.
Yeah, do you have a rescue dog? $50 peanut vouchers up for grabs. They're beautiful. Visit Peanut Street Noodles for a taste of real Asian street food. Exclusive dishes by celebrity chef Matt Sinclair are out now. Visit peanut.com.au. Absolutely delicious food. $50 peanut vouchers for those on 131060 who have a rescue dog.
We are here to sing your praises because I know how much work rescue dogs can be.
Do they smell more than normal dogs?
The term normal is problematic as well.
Oh God, I can't win.
Someone must have a rescue dog.
Do you have a rescue dog? Talk yourself up. You do online all day.
Celebrity Doghouse tonight on Channel 10. Rescue dogs. I rescued a dog, rescued two dogs. I've had one for 16, 17 years now, Barkley, and another one, Bubbles, for probably 6 years.
How long have you had him?
Her, Bubbles. 6, 7 years. So I can't remember. But it's a lifetime commitment, and people need to remember that when they rescue. They're not rescuing a cavoodle that does everything right. You know, they're rescuing a dog that can have issues. And it's a joy, but it teaches you patience. But don't.
Alison from Five Doc, how many rescue dogs you got?
I've got two.
Now, Alison, you're a great person. Just get that out there because you're giving life to a dog that would probably have had its life. I won't say it, but you know what happens.
What happens?
Yeah.
You know, Alison knows. Oh. So you looked at there. Where did you get them from, Alison?
I got them from Blacktown City Council.
Yeah. So they looked at you, looked at them, they looked at you, and they said, help me, give me a life. And you said, yes, I will.
Definitely.
I think it would have been more like, ruff, 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 ruff.
So And how's it been, Alison, with these two? What sort of dogs are they?
I've got one Kelpie and one Labrador cross cattle.
So what's wrong with them? I mean, they're rescue dogs, so they've got to have something wrong with them. What's wrong with them?
My Kelpie, he looks like he's got ADHD. He just does not stop.
Yeah.
So I could go take him for a walk. I could take him for an hour walk, and then after that, I'll just come home, and he just wants me to continuously throw a ball, and he just never gets tired.
Yeah, it's go, go, go with some of these dogs. I've got one like that.
Jesus.
Barkley, who's 17, but whenever I get home, he looks at me like, where have you been, you a-hole?
You lazy.
And then you
lazy.
Sit on the couch, he goes, why? Yeah. We're out of here, man. Let's go. And then if we're playing a basketball in the backyard, he's like, I'm getting involved. And I am. And there's nothing, you can't stop me.
And I don't know why you do it.
No, because it's a joy, as Alison knows.
Here comes Kylie from Blakehurst. How many rescue dogs you got?
Hi, how are you? I've actually got three rescue dogs. Wow. Also from Denise at Paws, where Bubbles came from.
Yes, yep. Denise at Paws is a great, she does a great job, Denise, and it's at Pennant Hills.
Amazing.
And she'll have a dog for you, Denise at Paws, if you want a rescue dog. Right.
What are they called, Kylie, your dogs?
So their names are Cheese, Biscuit and Nibbles.
Love it.
What's wrong with them?
There's actually nothing wrong with them. No. And they're all their original names. So Cheese and Biscuit came to us as a pair. Their elderly owner had passed away very sadly. And Nibbles, because I've been involved as a foster carer for Denise at Paws, Nibbles came to us a bit later. He was having a few behavioural issues, but all he really needed was some love and positive reinforcement. Yeah. So he's joined the gang.
Yeah, good on Nibbles. But can I just focus on Cheese and Biscuits for a start? Yes. I mean, we're not going to, you know, you can't ask where the dog's come, maybe you can, but that's like a car that's come from an elderly person, do you know what I mean? Like,
did it smell?
No, it wouldn't have had many kilometres.
Yeah. Oh.
Like Cheese and Biscuits have been...
Just to the church and back.
They are prime rescue.
That's good rescue.
Do you know what I mean?
That's good rescue.
I see what you're doing.
Yes.
So there.
But Nibbles.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Erin, not you. You are Erin.
Yeah.
But are you as much of a hero as Erin from Pitt Town? Erin, are you a rescue legend?
I'm a rescue mama.
Who did you rescue?
I rescued a 11-year-old cavoodle named Buffy, who had to leave his owner because his owner had to go into assisted living and couldn't take him. Mm. And there was question talk about putting him down, and I said, over my dead body, I would take him. And now I have a dog version of a male dog version of Mrs. Mangle from Neighbours.
Yep.
Snoring my house down every night.
Yeah, snoring can be an issue. Bubbles, one of my rescues, is a big time snorer who would insist on sleeping under the bed, and it was really hard. See, really hard to get to sleep.
I struggle to see the upside.
No, well,
like
Erin,
what about like a Tamagotchi or
no,
something?
Erin,
you
still love this dog.
My son is obsessed because we had just lost our previous rescue dog. And even though it was a bit soon for me, my son needed, you know, somebody else to love or something else to love. And he came into our life right at the right time. And I think we came into his at the same time.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay, that kind of pulls on some kind of heartstring in my body.
But also, but like a cavoodle from an elderly owner.
It's good.
It's a sweet spot of rescue. I'm not going to lie. The snoring
so you're
is an issue.
She's not as good
no,
as you
she
because
is.
Her dog's a good dog and a nice dog and an expensive dog.
I'm just saying.
That's not a mutt.
Oh, I've got two mutts.
Exactly.
I love them with my life.
Can we, Sonia, quickly?
Yes. Yeah.
Quick, Sonia. Sonia from Bankstown, what do you do?
Hey, guys. I actually rescue stray dogs and cats off the street and find them loving homes.
So you eyes peeled 24/7 looking for a dog or a cat without a home and then just corralling it into your van and then giving it a life.
That's right. I drive around. I've got traps and crates and everything in the boot, and whoever needs help, I just trap them off the street and get them scanned for chips or if they're not owned, which most of the time they're not, I just find them loving homes to go to.
There are no spare pussycats in Bankstown.
There's heaps.
But you do it for free, don't you, Sonia?
Yes, I do. And it's really costly, but I love them. I can't just leave them on the street. Oh.
Do you ever see one that has a collar, but God, it looks good, and you just slyly remove that little collar, that little chip?
No, unfortunately, no. But I do scan them to make sure they're not chipped, and they are chipped, so yeah.
Yeah, and some of them you would actually bring back to their owners, I imagine. They're lost, and then you deliver them back to their homes.
Absolutely. We had a cat that I found that was missing for almost 2 years, and it was reunited with its owner.
Oh, I've got it.
Yeah.
Were they grateful or had they kind of moved on and were like, oh, no, gee, thanks.
They were more than grateful. The tears were shed and it was good.
Because they'd Sonia, thought they'd
what is it? You're going to donate?
I'm going to donate.
You're donating, Sonia,
I'm donating.
I can feel, I know
I'm
that look.
I'm going to donate to Sonia. It's a donate.
It's a donate, Sonia.
Oh.
This is...
Wait, how much?
Susie's going to donate. New van. No,
not a new
too
van.
Much. Talk off air?
Talk off air, but okay. And announce on air once I work out the finances.
Publicity.
Yeah.
So, Sonia,
you're getting a donation. You're getting a donation for your good work.
And thank you. Appreciate it.
You can spend it however you like. You know?
No, definitely on the cats and dogs.
Oh, that's what we'll all say that together. Thank you, Sonia.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
One more shout out to Mango, the veterinarian who wants a part, was looking for love. There he is in his surgery.
I think they call them.
Saving the lives of animals and just making the world a better place. But he needs someone to come home to. So how do we get hold of Mango?
I've given out his Instagram handle. His Insta is Mango Loves Canberra. So slide in.
Yeah, he loves Canberra, but he'll love you even more because you probably provide more than that.
I hope Canberra's not the name of his wife.
I wouldn't have thought so. You would have changed it, you'd think. Loved Canberra. So, we've got some Channel 10 salespeople looking at us through the window.
Hello.
I mean, this is the home. We're the home of, you know, that great. Oh, are we?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm happy to be. Right. Coach attempted at any time.
We've got the Masked Singer, which is doing great guns, having been paying attention, runaway hit.
Mm.
And Celebrity Doghouse, which is on tonight, which we gave a great pump up to. We couldn't get any of the celebrities on, but they're probably too busy with their rescue dogs.
Correct.
So, but we do have a massive celebrity. What we said. When we come back, though, we've got another massive comedy superstar who's got a challenge for Erin Molan.
You know, I've got a big day of other work, like important. This I know that this job is like
your main
laughs.
Focus.
Yes, it is. But I've got to interview heavyweights, politicians, big wigs.
We'll give you a bucket so all your sins can be
washed clean.
But I'm fascinated whether you pass this challenge.
Oh, I'm very excited. And I am well-versed in this field. Oh, there is not much. I'm only good at two things. And wine is one of them.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
The Runaway Comedy All-Stars. On now till September 25. Runawaygardens.com for info. And one of the top billed shows is Merrick Watts' Idiot's Guide to Wine. And he joins us in the studio.
Look at me cheering myself on.
Now, Merrick, they want to run away quick to get tickets to your show because it's almost sold out.
Yeah, it has, actually, yeah. So if you're thinking about going to it, and you should be because it's an awesome show, I would buy tickets today because I think it's almost sold out.
We were going to give away a double pass. Do you want to withdraw it or not?
Yeah, I would.
Too late.
I'd rather take the money, Hughie. Come on. As if you would do the same thing.
I'll pay for your ticket. I'll pay for the tickets.
They've given you two tickets. Take them and burn them.
131060 if you would like a double pass to the show.
So what you talk about wine in the show, you make jokes about wine.
It's a comedy show, but it's about wine. But you don't have to know anything about wine. Because I'll kind of teach you. So other than being obviously an hysterical comedian, as we all know, I think we've established that, haven't we?
Over decades. You were hysterical on SAS Australia.
Oh, so funny on SAS Australia. God, I look back at that now and just go, but the laughs.
But your seriousness made it so funny.
Yeah, I know, right?
You don't want to be going for laughs on those shows.
I look at SAS now and just go, what happened to you, Merrick? You bloody more. It was 2 years ago to the day. Yeah. 2 years ago to the day, right now, I was in Lake Jindabyne freezing my balls off with two broken ribs. And I look back and go, what a great time in my life. Funny time.
Did they pay you a lot of money?
No, they didn't. It was a really crappy amount of money. I actually think I spent more money in medical bills, honestly, than I was paid.
Mate, people, it's ruined people's lives.
And I freaking won it. Imagine the people who didn't win it. Having said that, I'm pretty sure Chappelle Corby got 3 times more money than I did.
Wow.
And she was there for 2 days. Yeah, so I got it right.
Smart ones just jump out. They jump out of the helicopter and they just go home.
Yeah, but she's now single. You know, like, she's lost in other areas.
Oh, I don't think she has. She's selling clocks. So other than SAS, being a great comedian, I'm also a qualified wine expert. Right. So the show's about wine, but it's a comedy show, but it's about six wines. And I take people through what we call flight. Qualified,
are you a sommelier? What is
sommelier, yeah.
You're a sommelier.
Yeah, technically. I've got what they call a WSET Level 3, which is one beneath diploma. So the next move for me would be diploma in wine, which is extremely hard to do. So I probably won't do
no,
that.
No, I wouldn't have thought difficult. So. Would you? So you could go to restaurants and come over and say, I'm the sommelier.
Yeah. I could. Look, but I wouldn't because, you know, it'd be work.
I put it to you, Merrick, that people who think they know good wine from bad wine are con artists and they've got no idea.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
That's really passive-aggressive. Why don't you look at me and just say it to my face?
Because I want you to test it.
Oh, I've got a great test for you, Aaron.
Do you really, though?
Yes, I brought in 3 different white wines, right? And all I'm going to do is ask you to just to rate them. They've come in like tiny little bottles, little sample bottles that I brought in so that you can't see.
No labels.
And they're just labeled 1, 2, and 3. Now, I know what the wines are in there. And we're going to see whether or not you can pick out which is the best quality wine. Because one of them is a better quality wine than the other two.
See, I've never claimed to have expensive taste. I just love wine.
Oh, I mean, clearly, I look at the company that you keep.
I know. I'm driven to it, let me tell you.
So one of them is very expensive wine and one of them's cheap wine.
Well, they're different. They're very varying qualities. They're varying qualities. But one of them is at what we would call a high-end premium wine. Yeah.
Is one of them out of a cask?
Oh, you'll have to wait and see.
Okay.
I think one of them's out of the toilet.
Merrick watches Idiot's Guide to Wine 30.
Yeah, the yellow one. That's also out of a toilet.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
Guys, I've brought in 3 different types of white wine for Erin to try to see whether or not she's got discerning taste. I mean, you would argue that she doesn't have discerning taste being
well, you've done that already.
Here.
Done
that joke already.
He's allowed to repeat a joke because there's new people have just got in the car.
This is radio. I know how it works. People are switching on constantly, right? Got to reset, give them the joke again.
Oh, man.
All right. You've got 3 glasses. Do you call them glasses? What do you call those things?
8:48 here at Today FM.
Thank you.
And we've got 3 different glasses here of varying qualities. They're all white wines. They all look the same colour, right? So I've picked them so that they would be pretty close. But they are varying degrees of quality, and I'll explain the reason why. So what I'll do is we'll just go 1, 2, and 3. So we'll give Erin the first glass. And you know what? Just give it like an out of 10 or something like that, or you know, talk about
Can
whatever
I know
you
what
like.
Type of wine it is?
Yeah, absolutely. It's white.
Good job.
Exactly. Just glug, glug.
Good job.
Don't glug me.
No, drink responsibly.
Yeah, we all know
drink
that.
Responsibly.
It's only a small portion. It's not enough. You could drink all of it and you wouldn't even be able to.
Out of 10?
Ooh.
Are you
I
like
just,
that?
Just wait.
Yeah, right. Because one of them, I will say this, one of these wines is very high quality.
Whoa.
Super premium.
Whoa. See, it go, that's, I reckon, a 7.
Ooh, okay.
I'm writing that down. 7.
Right. 7.
You've got that score? I got that.
So one of them would be worth like $30 a glass?
At a restaurant, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
That's a 7.
Oh, that was good.
Wine number 2.
Great aftertaste, that one. It goes in, a little bit of a hit and then a smooth.
Smooth. All right.
Technical.
What about this one?
Oh, wait, let me just cleanse my palais.
That's also wine.
It's very white.
It is a bit awkward for Erin to be drinking wine at this time of the morning because normally she'd start at like 7. So we're a bit behind.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Mm.
Okay, so it's got that's good.
You like that?
Whoa.
That's
better.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Oh, I don't know. Just like I've got to
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Yep.
Oh. I really like it, but I feel like it's cheaper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
5 out of 10.
Five out of 10.
Number 2 got a 5. Okay. Here we go.
Third one.
Wait. Here we go. It's a spittoon. Secret sound.
I'm spitting out the water.
Yeah, just the water's been spat out, so the wine is going down.
I did notice that. It's normally what we do when we taste wines, we spit the wine out
again.
And we drink the water.
That's what you're doing wrong.
You know what?
That's what you're doing wrong.
She runs her own race.
Shout out to the 2 interviews I'm doing for my Sunday night show.
They're very small glasses.
They are very tiny. I'm literally sticking my tongue in and letting it dissolve.
Here we go, number 3.
Ooh. Oh, that's good.
Mm? All right. Did he save the best to last?
Just wait. I've just got to. But then that's so obvious, right?
Well, like, well no, exactly. Silly. It would be obvious.
Oh,
it?
Clever guy.
It's
going,
not a poker game. It's just go with it.
Okay. Oh, I don't know, though, that.
Here we go.
Does doing that help, you reckon?
It does a little
bit open
for
the palate
me.
When you go,
I reckon.
Yep.
I'm going to say that's my least favorite.
Least favorite.
So then if okay. with
give it a three.
So you give it a four or a three?
Three. Let's get maybe
right.
a four.
All right. So wine number one was a seven. Wine number two was five. Wine number three was a three. We're going to come back and to see if Erin Mullen has passed the Merrick Watts Idiot's Guide to Wine taste test. You have the rest now.
Thank you.
Susie and Erin.
Glug, glug, glug. Fam.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
The great Merrick Watts, the Runaway Comedy All-Stars, on now until September 25. Runawaygardens.com. He's doing Merrick Watts' Idiot's Guide to Wine.
Yeah, it's almost sold out, so get in today if you want tickets. Erin's under pressure. Three wines she was given. She has to. She's decided which she thinks is the best, the middle and the worst.
And we want the results, don't we? I should say, in my show, what I do is I take people through. People taste six different wines.
I was about to say, wine is included, so people actually get to,
that's
amazing.
So wine's included. They taste six different types of wine, and I actually ask people, you know, what they think of the wine and what variety they might think it is, you know, what grape.
So even if you tank, they get to drink.
Yeah, but like this, I always say, with wine, right, there is absolute, it's subjective. So there is no right or wrong answer, except for the case of Erin Mullen.
Here we go.
Which there is clearly very, very wrong.
So wine number one, Erin, you gave a 7 out of 10.
Did you want me to have another quick taste?
No,
For God's sake. Okay, fine.
Okay, that's interesting.
Check.
So we said there'd be varying degrees of qualities within these wines, and that's what we're looking for. So you gave that first one, number one, a 7.
Yeah.
Which is ironic, because that's how much it costs.
What?
For $7 from Aldi. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is literally, I wouldn't use that wine in cooking. I've got to go and do wine tasting after this as part of what I do. I won't touch that because I may as well put Drano in my mouth.
Wow. Oh my
it would ruin my day.
Well, you ain't getting no face campaign with Aldi, are you?
I don't mind. I'm okay with that.
But so many men over so many years have spent so much money on Erin Mullen, they have wasted it.
Flushed it down the dunny. literally, they should have gone to the dunny and got the wine from the dunny. Wine number two. Let's have a look at wine number two. You liked
You
wine
gave
number
it a 5 out of 10, but you were threatening to give it more, but you gave it a 5.
Yeah, I retracted.
Barely a pass mark.
What is a pass?
How do you reckon you'd go drinking a bottle of that, Erin, to be honest? Like,
I could drink a bottle of anything easily.
I reckon you could drink a bottle of that and then operate heavy machinery.
What? That's just irresponsible.
No.
There is no alcohol in that.
Oh, my God.
No alcohol.
No alcohol.
Really? It's a completely, can I have another sip of that one?
You can drink the whole bottle and get the car.
She doesn't want it. I don't want it.
But me and Ed.
Oh, my God. I did not.
Yep.
We could be drinking that all night.
Yeah, but you wouldn't because, again, it's awful.
To be honest, I had a taste of it outside.
Yeah.
And it's tasty.
I didn't know that one was a non-alcoholic option. That's ridiculous. What a waste.
Can you always tell, Merrick, as a wine connoisseur, can you tell if there's no alcohol in wine?
Yeah, I can.
You absolutely can.
But that's only because I'm not an idiot.
Tastes alcoholic.
Well, I am. It
that
tastes alcoholic.
Honestly tastes alcoholic.
Tastes like wine.
This
but
could change my life.
Oh, yeah. This is great.
You can drink that.
Get hooked on this and be one of those people that is clean living and stuff.
Well, I did spike it with drugs. That's probably why you feel like you could get addicted to it. It's because I put some powder in there.
Yeah, right.
No, of course, I'm only joking.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't do that. Erin had her own. She really topped it up. Okay, wine number three, into, though.
No, I gave it a three.
A mad fail.
Oh, that's a worry because that is one of the best Chardonnays in the country.
Are you serious? What? No, it's not. Wait, I am just going to have it.
For anybody who knows anything about wine, that's a Shaw & Smith M3. That's a gold class award winning Chardonnay.
That's actually amazing.
Well, Merrick Watts,
the Idiot's Guide to Wine. Get tickets, they're going fast. Thank you, Mez.
Absolute pleasure. Enjoy that.
Thank you, legend.
Susie, Ed and Erin.